on the 24th of this month, we have a workshop trying to work with food producers, restaurants, coffee shops, and tourism providers to try and see, can we develop unique food tourism experiences for the coming year that we can make available to any visitor from within the county or outside, so they can experience firsthand a food experience or a range of food experiences in the county. It is definitely something that, will tie in very well with the whole Wide Atlantic Way. And again, something that we need to try and do here to, encourage those people that aren't coming north of that line, Dublin-Galway on the Wide Atlantic Way. So another asset that we can add to our tourism experience, but also our food tourism experience.
It's notable if you watch any of the cookery programs on TV, and they are everywhere at the moment. The three words you probably hear most often on those programs are fresh local produce, and that's something Donegal has in abundance.
Absolutely, and that is what people are looking for. But then it's how do you use that to the best advantage, I suppose, very looking at it a very selfish way from the point of view, how do you maximise that from an income stream if you're a tourism provider, or if you're a restaurateur, or you have a deli in Ballyshannon or Donegal Town or Mallon, how do you use that and how do you maximise that? And that's where really we need to be drawing on the experiences of others. So we have somebody coming up to tell us about that, how they did it in the Boyne Valley, how they're doing it in the Bourne, and somebody from Fáilte Éireann to do that. But it's, you say, it's about this, about freshness. It's about local, that whole issue around provenance, very strong. No matter where you go around now in the developed world, this is the thing done around food. So we just need to keep driving this, and it is something I think. And when we look around at other regions, it starts with a relatively small group of people who are committed, and then as the awareness and the knowledge and also the opportunities develop, more and more people buy into it. And that's hopefully what we're trying to do all the time here in the county.
For 2 years in a row now, Derry has been the runner-up in the Irish Foodie Town Awards, and on both occasions, Derry has included Donegal as part of its hinterland, as it were. That's another avenue to hook into and to cooperate with Derry with in terms of developing the whole Northwest and bringing in that cross-border element, which in itself could also be very handy in terms of securing funding and EU support and so on.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, we work both Derry City and Cervantes City Council now, and Donegal County Council, which we in the Local Enterprise Office are now part of, are working very closely with together on economic as well as social and infrastructural development. And obviously, Derry is, from the point of view of events, they're an exceptional organisation for organising events and food events as well, in particular. And as you say, they have drawn on produce and producers and chefs and restaurants from Donegal, and that's the way it should be. I mean, we were very careful when we looked at developing a brand for our food initiative in the county, that we kept it the Food Coast, and then with the under bit is Donegal. So we had the notion at the very early stages, Don, that we could go either north or we could go south. I mean, when the most recent visit by a minister here, a junior minister for the Local Enterprise Office, was here, and he saw the Food Coast logo in the offices here, that's the only thing he wanted to be photographed with, because he thought this would be something that should be rolled out right along the Wild Atlantic Way, you know. So we were saying, well, hold on a minute now, we'll use it for our benefit in the Northwest first and see how it goes. But as you say, yeah, we need to be also looking at all the time, because local doesn't necessarily mean it has to be in the field the other side of the fence. Local can be in Derry or Tyrone or Leitrim or Fermanagh or vice versa, you know, and that's where you have, so long as you can actually point to, well, it was farmer Donald Kavanagh who reared sheep on that mountain, you know, in Tyrone, that I got my sheep from or whatever. That's where the provenance is, so you can tell the story. It is really about telling the story of where the food comes from.